So let's now bow our heads in prayer to acknowledge the Lord our God. Lord, we thank you that every time we come together as your church, you never fail in truly ministering to us, in meeting our hearts, Lord, where we are, Father, through your word. So right now, Lord Jesus, you are the living word, and through you, we find nourishment and encouragement for our souls. We find, Lord, your truth to be our delight and to be able to enable us to live according to this truth. So we submit our hearts, we submit our lives to you. You be the one, Lord, to minister to us. Lord, Holy Spirit, go beyond your servant and allow him, as he depends on you, for wisdom, for grace, for your clarity, Father. You will be the one to speak to every heart, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We come before you because only you, Lord, are worthy of worship, worthy of all our praise. So right now, Father, be exalted through the proclamation of your word. Thank you for each and every heart. I pray that you'll be the one, Lord, to meet us and guide us and minister to us for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will be, I started this several months ago, okay, and many of these messages I've already preached in our 8 o'clock service, okay, sa mga nagdaan po mga linggo. And in this pulpit, the 10 o'clock service, kaya marami po sa inyo, maaari hindi po naging kabahagi po netong study po neto on Hebrews chapter 11. And we're looking at the journey of faith, kaya through the lives of the whole of faith. Now, the men and the people of God in Hebrews chapter 11. And from time to time, when I would preach in this pulpit, at 10 o'clock service, I would mention or would speak about Abel, okay, which is the worship of faith. We've talked about Enoch, the walk of faith. And then we've talked about Noah, the work of faith. It's not that these men, okay, do not in themselves worship the Lord, or Noah is not living or worshiping or walking with God, no. Okay, but we just see a glimpse of the life of faith in terms of the emphasis of the author here in Hebrews. And at the same time, we see him giving these illustrations, so these examples for us to see and imitate their faith, for us to eventually look forward, okay, in terms of the example, the greatest example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in chapter 12. So lahat po ng ito is leading up to the perfect example of our Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 12. But marami po tayong matututunan po sa buhay po nila, kung paano po naturuan po tayong sumamba, okay, sa pamagitan po ni Abel, paano po tayo natutunan po natin to be able to walk with God like Enoch. God was pleased with his life and God took him. He was the first man, okay, who did not experience death because God was so pleased with him and God just took him into heaven, okay, and brought him to be with him for all eternity. And if you ask who is the oldest man in the world, okay, that's Enoch. Why? Because he did not experience death. Okay, so from that time, okay, that he came to know the Lord, okay, and he was walking with God. In the same way, brethren, how we ourselves continue to walk with God, and we are called to be able to experience the Lord in our lives, in our conduct, in the way that we represent him before the world. And then we've seen a glimpse of Noah, who lived in a time where people are so godless and the imaginations of their hearts really are toward evil than towards sin. And that's why God had given that warning of judgment, and God had chosen six people, or eight of them, through Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, with their wives, okay, and begin a new human race. Okay, and God indeed fulfilled his word, and Noah and his household were saved, Pinapakita po dito ang kabanalan ng Panginoon, how He judges sin, and He is righteous in dealing with sin. And in the same way, in our time, brethren, let's not take for granted, let's not take lightly the holiness of God, the judgment of God towards sin. And that He is justified when He judged. He is God who is righteous when He judged. And yet we are grateful how He had chosen Noah, and how we are grateful right now through our Lord Jesus Christ, that through His death on the cross, which serves as the path to our redemption, to our salvation, we know that God had forgiven our sins and we are no longer being judged by God. We now have eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. We began the life of Abraham, and we entitled this a well-rounded faith. Na para consistent lang po yung W po natin. Okay? But basically, because the writer of Hebrews also devoted considerable amount, no, in terms of sharing with us the life of Abraham from the time God had called him out from the land of the Chaldeans, from Ur of the Chaldeans, and how God had given him the privilege of representing him before the world during that time. Okay, so Abraham obeyed God, no, and how he had followed God, no, from the beginning. And God had chosen him, okay, from the rest of the people around him. And we see here the choosing of God. You see here, brethren, how the Lord chose us, not because of us, but because of His own will and purpose. So, praise God na tayo po ay kabahagi ng lakad po na ito ni Abraham. If you are living and serving the Lord and know Him by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, then you are a spiritual descendant of Abraham. You are a spiritual descendant of Abraham because you are walking and living by faith in the Lord. And throughout our lifetime, we know that we will experience a lot of difficulties, a lot of testings, a lot of trials, just as how Abraham experienced these things. Okay, that no matter what we go through in life, faith in God always wins in the end. Faith in God is vindicated, brethren. We know that in finality, in at the end of all things, this faith will experience victory, will experience triumph. Because our God had already won, won the victory for us. So sa umpisa ng buhay natin, sa pagpapatuloy ng buhay natin, ang ating lakad sa Panginoon, the just must live by faith. Hey, the people of God must continue to live by faith. So hindi lang po para sa mga pastor po ito. Okay, sa mga nagsasabi, we're living by faith just because we are not salaried in terms of our the provision of God for our work or for our service to Him. But all of us are walking by faith in one way or the other, brethren. Although you might be receiving a fixed amount in terms of your salary, in terms of things that you are experiencing. We're not just referring to those things, the material things, but in terms of the way that we live for God, okay, in the world, the way that we use our time, the way that we use our talents, the way that we use our resources in living for God and representing the Lord wherever it is that we are. Okay, so we are serving the Lord. And we've looked at how this well-rounded faith, it started with three areas. We've looked at the obedience of Abraham. Okay, obeying God's call is one of the characteristics of this well-rounded faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed. Sabi po ng verse 8. And we've seen him really being able to experience how the Lord had given him the promise, and he counted on that promise as a reality. Second, even though the Lord did not immediately fulfill His word to him, okay, the life of faith, being well-rounded, waits upon the Lord. Okay, he waits on the promises of God. And in our daily experiences, brethren, okay, this is a kind of life that we encounter. Okay, we obey the Lord, and then at times the Lord calls us to wait upon Him. Okay, this waiting, of course, is not passive. It is an active waiting. For example, as we wait for the Lord's return, okay, we are not just looking up above and Lord, hopefully, Lord, You're going to return. But we're actively living for God. We're pursuing holiness. we're presenting ourselves and being an example and being the people that God wanted us to be in terms of our character, in terms of allowing God to change us from glory to glory. And as we wait for the Lord's answers to all our prayers, we know that our God is worthy to be trusted in those moments. And then we've looked at how a life of faith also relied on God's enablement. And we've seen here the faith of Sarah, of course, together with Abraham. Abraham was 99 years old, okay, when God fulfilled his word for him to be a father of many nations. Okay, although he was already a father, sabi po, he will be a father of many nations. But it was an impossible scenario in terms of him getting older, even Sarah, 90 years old during that time. And yet, it was not yet fulfilled. And yet, God was the one who enabled them. God was the one who provided. And God promised that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars of heaven and innumerable as the sand on the seashore. Kaya ganyan po, kaganda yung pangako ng Panginoon. Of course, we can go back to Genesis chapter 12. And God gave him that promise. I will bless you and make your name great. And you will be a father. And you will be a father of many nations. And through you, the nations will be blessed. And by you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Okay, grabe po ang pagpapala ng Panginoon. The sevenfold blessing of God upon Abraham. So let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read through verses 13 right now, all the way to verse 22. Hebrews 11, verses 13 to 22. All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises had offering up was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. So let's continue our discussion on this well-rounded faith. What does a well-rounded faith look like? Not just obeying, waiting, and being able to rely on God, but it is a life of persevering in God's providence. Persevering in God's providence. It says here that all these men died. All these people, of course, with the exception of Enoch. Okay, we find that as they continued on living their lives for God, okay, we know that at some point in their lives, many of them did not experience what God had promised to them. Okay, without receiving the promises, but having seen them, especially Abraham. Abraham had to die. Abraham or Sarah herself had to be buried. Okay, and then Abraham had to continue to live, okay, as a stranger in the land. But he had welcomed those things from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles of the earth. And they were seeking a country not their own. And so they persevered and desiring a better country. In fact, a heavenly one, sabi niya dito. God had prepared a city for them. So their journey continues. Their journey continues, brethren. In terms of our walk with God, hindi po natatapos yung ating pong pagpuprosige. And the key word here, brethren, is to persevere. The key word here is enduring. Okay, later on, we will see that in Hebrews chapter 12. Okay, that we, who for the joy in Jesus endured the cross, let us run the race with endurance. Okay, that is the mark of a believer. This is a mark of a follower of Jesus Christ. We do not stop along the way. We continue despite all the challenges, despite all the troubles. And this year, perhaps as you look back in terms of your life and your experiences in God, okay, many of us might have lost our jobs, or many of us may have experienced certain difficulties in terms of our relationships. Many of us may have experienced certain situations na walang po tayo na mahal sa buhay, o anong mga bagay na naranasan po natin na difficulties. Ngunit alam natin that we are here right now. We are grateful that God gives us the strength to persevere. The Lord allows us to know and understand that living by faith means we persevere under God's providence. That we are under the care of the Almighty God. That we are a people who are continually dependent on Him in all things. For the spiritual things, that yes, He has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He has provided everything we need for life and godliness. But we know that we can also trust in Him, even for our daily bread, even for the daily needs, even for our sickness, even for the times when we experience sufferings in this life. Because as people of God, the work of God continues. The work of God continues. It's never discouraged by any fleeting circumstance or situation that might occur in our lives. Yes, of course, brethren, so look at this phrase, all these died in faith. It is as if everything has been crushed. It is as if it is the end of their journey. It is as if, okay, God has not been vindicated because they died. But it says they died in faith. That's what makes all the difference, brethren. I'd like you to note, brethren, that these did not just die. These men and women died in faith. God promised certain blessings and did not receive them. But it seems like a tragic end for the people of God. But they having faith in life, they had faith even in death. Yes, they had faith as they were journeying. But they had faith as they died. They knew that even death itself could not separate them from the love of God. They knew that even death itself will be just a door for the fulfillment of everything that God had already provided for them in Christ. Okay, although I mentioned Christ, kahit wala pa po si Christ yung time na yon, they were already looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. They were all looking forward to the time when Jesus Himself would die for their sins, would indeed prepare a place for them in His heaven. And yes, brethren, as people of God, to die in the Lord by faith is to have the assurance of forgiveness and eternal life. Yan naman po inaasam-asam po natin bilang mga anak ng Panginoon. We are looking forward to a city. We are looking forward not a physical or a city that we can find, a literal city. Okay, although we live in a city, but you are grateful, brethren, that there's something that the Lord had prepared for all of us. We have the assurance of forgiveness. We have the assurance of eternal life. Faith sees the faithfulness of God, that in Christ we were made secure forever. In Christ we were made secure forever. Noon, sa kasalukuyan, hanggang sa katapusan ng ating buhay, mga kapatid. We can count on the promises of God that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. We're grateful to God that He will finish the work that He began in us. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Read Hebrews 12 and you will find that our Lord Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of everything that we had hoped for, that we have desired in this life and in the life to come. Praise God, mga kapatid, na tayo po ay mayaman kay Kristo. Praise God, ng lahat po ng mga bagay na inaasam-asam po natin. Bagamat, yes, brethren, we do not belittle the difficulties and the trials and the sufferings that we face in this life. The weakness of our bodies, the pain of losing a loved one, the pain of investing in something and then losing that, the pain, brethren, looking at a loved one, a member of a family, turn their back on the Lord. And we all experience in one way or the other any of these difficulties, brethren. But thank God, we are seeking for something that is better. We are seeking something that is more permanent than these things, brethren. And yes, indeed, we know whom we have believed, as Paul declared in 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. I know whom I have believed, and he is able to do that which I have, he is able to keep that which I have entrusted to him on that day. On that day, I know him. Do you know your Savior? Do you know your Lord? Is your life characterized by continuing devotion to this Lord? Is your life a continual display of persevering, just like your Lord persevered on your behalf? And in the midst of your pain, you'll just say, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to be identified with your suffering. I want to be able to experience, Lord, the resurrection from the dead. And when I am dead, that's when I experience what true life really is. That when I'm crucified with Christ, I'll be able to declare to myself, I have been crucified, I no longer live, but Christ is now living in me. I had died to myself. I had died to my pride. I had died to my self-righteousness. I had died to the things that I'm pursuing for myself. But I'm seeking now the things that will honor and glorify my Lord. Yes, brethren, they did not escape death, but faith was there to stay until the end of their journey. Faith was there to vindicate them. Faith was there to remind us all, even as we look back. Remember Abel? Sabi po ng Bible, by faith, Abel offered up a better sacrifice than Cain. Ano pong dinugtong po niya doon? By faith, brethren, even though he was dead, he still speaks. He still speaks. Why? Because through his life, we learn a lot of lessons. Hindi po limited yung buhay po natin dito sa mundong ito. Hindi po limited yung buhay po natin in the number of days that we live here on this earth. But we know that there are more things that God has in store for us on that day. But having seen them and welcomed them from a distance. Yes, this means, brethren, that they received a great deal in their lifetime, but the fullness was theirs to enjoy for all eternity. Okay, pwede mga kapatid. Yes, praise God for all the bonuses in this life. Praise God for how He gives us healing. Praise God for how He provides for our daily bread, for our needs in our lives. Praise God for how He provides us strength to carry on. But we know, lilipas din po lahat yun. And God would have allowed people to live again or to experience His miracle. And bibigyan sila ng bagong buhay ng Panginoon. Of course, hindi pa yun yung resurrection body. Okay, and then they would die again. Okay, Lazarus, for example, even though God allowed him to be resurrected, Lazarus died. Okay, but it did not mean tapos ng Panginoon sa kanila. But the blessings for them to enjoy are theirs for all eternity. They're all theirs for eternity. Okay, and that's why when you measure your life simply by the temporary nature of it, binibilang mo lang ang mga bagay, ang mga oras, ang mga sandali, ang kayamanan sa mga bagay na temporal, then you will miss out. You will miss out because the Lord had already declared to us our blessings are more permanent, our blessings are more eternal in nature. The eternal weight of glory are nothing to be compared to the light momentary affliction. Compare mo yun. Light momentary affliction, eternal weight of glory surpasses all of these things. They will fade into insignificance. They will fade into nothingness. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, all these things will grow strangely dim, sabi nga po ng Bible. Sa liwanag ng Panginoon. Ito nga lang, sa liwanag ng araw, makikita natin ang kagandahan ng mundo. Ngunit sa liwanag ng Diyos, everything will come to light, everything around us, brethren, the fulfillment of ours to enjoy for eternity. The love of God, the forgiveness of God, the presence of God. So in the face of death, they saw Christ ready to receive their souls. Remember, even the first martyr in the church, Stephen in Acts chapter 7, you would see him being described as he was being stoned to death. And you can only imagine the pain. And can you only imagine, brethren, how he suffered? Okay, kasi kapag pag binabato ka, di ba, you don't die instantly. Eh, buti sana kung immediately talagang kaya sobrang laking bato, talagang you will be crushed and just immediately die. Okay, but for those things, imagine how many stones had to be thrown at him until he would finally die. Or even if he was already down, they would stone him to death. But what happened was this, verses 55 and following. When they heard this, the preaching of Stephen cut them to heart and they began gnashing their teeth. Nangingit-ngito sila sa galit. But the difference, brethren, the whole difference with Stephen, with the rest of the people, they were so mad, they were so angry at him. But Stephen, full of the Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and he saw the glory of God. What a way to die. He gazed intently into heaven and he saw the glory of God. And not only that, sabi po dito, and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Standing ovation, sabi nga po ng ibang commentators. Standing ovation, Jesus standing before God. Behold, I saw the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. And what a way to die, brethren, be welcomed by God Himself. Now, how do we, what do we look for in this life? Do we look for the Lord? Do we seek the Lord? Do we persevere towards godliness? How does faith in Christ and His promise encourage you to persevere? What do we earnestly desire in this life? Na hindi na ho natin nakamit, no, sa Panginoon. Everything the Lord had already granted us in Christ, brethren, which gives us all the more reason to persevere, which gives us all the more reason to say, Lord, I will continue to run the race. I will not give up. I will not throw in the towel. I will continue serving you. I will continue to live for you in spite of what I'm going to experience in this life. Lord, no matter how people are going to oppose me, no matter how people are going to persecute me, Lord, I am grateful that I could live for you. I desire to glorify your name. What is Psalm 27? Okay, one thing I have asked, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and seek him in his temple. That is one thing that he desired. Job understood this. Brethren, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last day he will stand upon the earth. After my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I will see God. He knew his body is going to rot anyway. He knew his body is going to die. And so, even though the Lord had allowed him to experience the boils and all those pain that he was experiencing at that point, he confessed, I know that my Redeemer lives. And on this last day, he will stand. And though my flesh will be destroyed, I will see God. I will live with God. Yes, indeed, brethren, heaven is heaven because God is there. That's Ezekiel 40:48. Heaven is described as God is there, God's dwelling place. If you do not want God right now, what makes you think that you want God later in his heaven? Because heaven is the dwelling place of God. Maraming mga tao gusto ko ng langit, pero ayaw po nila sa Diyos. Ayaw po nila kay Kristo. Ayaw po nilang paniwalaan ang ginawa ni Kristo sa krus. Pero gusto nila ng langit. How can that be? Okay, if you do not love the Lord, if you do not want the Lord right now, what makes you think you're going to live for all eternity with God in heaven? That's the only way we could know the Lord. Yes, indeed, brethren, death is swallowed up in victory. You know, 1 Corinthians 15, so sealed by the message of the gospel, I deliver to you as of first importance, Christ died for sins, and he was buried, and he was raised on the third day. And this is the message of first importance. And then he declared to us the resurrection from the dead. Jesus' resurrection from the dead and our resurrection from the dead, the assurance that our sins have been forgiven, the assurance that the faith that we profess and what we confess and we tell others about is genuine and it will endure for eternity. What happens to Christians when they die? We will all go to a real home. We'll all go to a real home. There is our real home, brethren. John 14, I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I'm going there to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hebrews chapter 12 reminds us, in Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, where innumerable angels have gathered to the assembly of the firstborn, and we are enrolled in heaven. And to God, sabi po doon, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, there in heaven. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, we will see him there, to the sprinkling of blood that speaks better, a better word than the blood of Abel. It is a better word, a better sacrifice. We would see the word better every time you read the book of Hebrews. Christ is better than the old covenant. His offering and his sacrifice is better. The heavenly dwelling place is better, far, far, far better than what we are experiencing here right now, brethren. And so what does it say concerning God? God is not ashamed to be called His people's God. Oh, what a privilege, mga kapatid, for God to say He is not ashamed. He is our God. And those who honor Him, He will honor. 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. Grabing promise ng Panginoon, if you honor me, I will honor you. If you are ashamed of me, I will also be ashamed of you. But if you're not ashamed of me, I will not be ashamed of you as well before my Father and in the presence of His holy angels. So ngayon pa lamang po, wag na ho natin kahiya ang Panginoon. Ngayon pa lamang po, unawain na po natin ang mga bagay na pinibigay po niya sa atin. And who He is in our lives, really testify, will be shown to the people around us. Kung sino ang Panginoon. Alam mo, kahit na ganyan na dinanas niya, mahal pa rin niya ang kanyang Diyos. Kahit ganyan ang dinadaanan niya, hindi pa rin siya namawalan ng kasiyahan sa Panginoon niya. Nagpipray pa rin siya, nagpupuri pa rin siya sa Panginoon niya. I'm reminded of Job. His wife told him, you better curse God and die. But what did Job say? The Lord gave. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I praise God. I praise God. I'm not ashamed of my God. I'm not ashamed to tell Him, to all the people, He is my God. And God as well says, He is the one. He's not ashamed to be called our God. And yes, brethren, even John Piper reminds us that what matters most is not what the world thinks of you, but God. Do you want God to be unashamed of being your God? Then do not be ashamed of Him now. Desire the city of God over the city of man. Heaven over earth. Desire God, sabi niya, over everything. But God, over everything. But God, kung wala nang natira at Diyos na lang, kayamanan mo, pipiliin mo pa rin ang Diyos. If all people call you to deny your God, whether buhay mo or deny mo ang Diyos, ay pipiliin ko, Lord, I'm willing to die. I'm willing to give up my life because I'm following you. It is persevering under providence. Second point, brethren, surrendering to God's will and tests. Surrendering to God's tests. Yes, there will be time in our Christian life, brethren, when we will be tested. When Abraham was tested here by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. Very familiar po ito sa atin. Okay, how Abraham had to sacrifice his son. God called him, go to the mountain that I'm going to show you and sacrifice your son, your only son, the son that you love. Grabe po, your son born from you when you had waited several years, your only son, the only son you were counting on perhaps to continue your legacy, and the son that you love. And God revealed him where his heart was. God had revealed him where his heart was. And through testings, through trials, brethren, God will have to show us the real condition of our hearts. Nasaan ba yung puso mo, anak? Pinagpala kita, pero yung pagpapala mo, pagpapala ko, ang naging dahilan na lalo kang lumayo pa sa akin. Lalo pang naging curse. It's supposed to be yung blessing na yun ay lalo pang magdala sa'yo patungo sa Panginoon. When I gave you that healing, did you use that strength of yours to serve me, to pray, to be able to share the gospel to others? Did you use the time, the opportunity that I have provided for you? Or you just used it for yourself? And somehow, in a test, brethren, God will have to show us the true condition of our hearts. A test is a test. Okay, but a temptation, of course, Satan, God does not tempt anyone, says the Bible, because a temptation will tempt you to sin and disobey God. But a test will just prove the genuineness of your faith, that where your faith is situated, how you are going to trust in the Lord, the opportunity to trust Him in His faithfulness. And the supreme sacrifice and test of faith is to willingly surrender. Surrender the past, to surrender the present, to surrender the future in the hands of God. Panginoon, hinayaan mo po na mangyari po ito sa akin. I'm grateful for all the lessons. Lord, I'm grateful for Romans 8, 28 and 29. Yes, brethren, praise God for Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things God works together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And those whom God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. We are grateful it had worked really for our good. Thank you, Lord, as I look back right now. Lord, I'm grateful how you had molded me to be more patient. I'm grateful, Lord, for how you had molded me to exercise my faith in you, in your goodness, and in your faithfulness, that never did you abandon me nor forsake me. At isipin po natin, mga kapatid, ni minsan, meron bang time na pinabayaan tayo ng Panginoon? Meron bang time na hinayaan tayo magutom ng Panginoon? David declared that in Psalm 34, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. That's how faithful the Lord is to us. That's how gracious the Lord is to us. As we entrust even the present right now, Lord, every day, Lord, thank you for your grace is sufficient for me. Your power is made perfect in my weakness. I'd like to surrender my future, Lord, no matter how bleak, no matter how dark, Lord, this year or next year, Father God, Lord, we do not know what we're going to face, how we're going to survive, how we're going to face another tomorrow. But Lord, we have you with us. And that's what really matters. What did the Lord tell the Israelites? Go to the promised land. He said, the Lord said, you can go. Go to the promised land, but my presence will not go with you. Why did Moses cry out to the Lord? Lord, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. Do not lead us, Lord, to 2023 without being able to realize you being at the center of our lives. It is better, Lord, that we are worshiping and living for you and to be in a situation, Lord, na wala kayo, Panginoon, na malayo kami sa inyo, na hindi devoted yung heart namin sa inyo, hindi committed yung heart namin sa inyo. I would rather dwell in the tents, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked, sabi po na psalmist. I would rather enjoy the Lord in nothingness than to have the plenty and yet forget my God. Kaya nga si Agur, di ba, prayer niya sa Lord, Lord, do not let me be so poor that I might deny you or forget you. But let me not be so rich that in my richness I would say, I've done it because of my own strength. And that was his prayer to God. And God's favor is upon his children. Why would God want Abraham to sacrifice his son when it was the Lord who gave him that son? Why would God have to ask something that in the first place he had granted? Imagine yourself, brethren, receiving a gift from your family member. Or yes, to those of you, those of us who are parents. You gave some money to your child and told your child, child, can you buy a gift for me? Anak, binigay ko sa iyo. Balik mo sa akin. Or something, it seems like self-serving, di ba, para sa atin. But you know that your child, okay, would be delighted to do that. It is not so much about the gift that he is going to give to you as much as his heart is willing. Lord, galing naman din po sa iyo yan eh. Kaya bibigay ko sa inyo. Galing naman din po sa inyo to, Panginoon eh. So I'm willing to give him up. All promises for a future nation were wrapped up in Isaac. Lord, what? You're going to require my son, my only son, the son whom I love? Are you kidding me, Lord? You gave him and you take him back? But God said, I give him to me because I'm going to give something better for you. Anak, bigay mo yung candy. Kasi kakain na tayo na masarap na pagkain. Anak, bigay mo sa akin. Akala mo yung magbibigay ng kasiyahan sa iyo. Akala mo dyan mo mafulfill yung ambition mo. But not in that, but in me. My joy, your joy should be in the Lord. God would test us, brethren. God would test us and show us he's willing to give something better. And here, brethren, in a sense, Abraham sacrificed himself. Okay? Abraham had already sacrificed himself at the altar of God. When he lifted up the knife, the sacrifice was complete. Isaac had already been sacrificed upon the altar of the father's heart. And so God did not allow him to kill his own son. And the attitude of his heart was changed. The attitude of heart was truly toward God. And he said, Lord, you are worthy. You are my all. You are my greatest blessing. You are my true joy. And so he gave. He was willing to give. And God saw his heart. And Isaac even asked this question, where is the lamb for an offering? Ano sagot? Ano sagot ng Panginoon? Ano sagot ni Abraham? God will provide for himself. Brothers, this is a beautiful truth that we all need to consider. At times when we think about Abraham sacrificing his own son, Isaac, we thought that it was a completed thing, that he killed his own son and sacrificed his own son. And then we point to God, sacrificed his only son on the cross. But see, brethren, the difference of that is this. Abraham did not actually kill his son. He took him back right away. But the difference is this. In the future, God himself would really slay his own son and die on the cross and sacrifice him as an offering on our behalf. God offered up the perfect sacrifice, and that is his dearly beloved son. on our behalf. His dearly beloved Son on our behalf. Para sa iyo, para sa akin. Binigay niya, sinakripisyon niya ang kanya anak. He is God's provision for us. He is the Lamb of God who was slain. Brother, as we walk with God, the tests of faith become more difficult. Know for certain the rewards are more wonderful. Pag binago na ng Panginoon yung puso mo, even the little blessings that you receive in your life will become the most precious things that you're going to treasure in your heart. Kasi ang Panginoon ang nagbigay. Kasi ang Panginoon ang nagdulot. It is good for me, sabi ng psalmist, to be afflicted, that I may know my God, so that I may know the nearness of my God. It is good for me. It is good for me. And you can say that from our hearts. You will not be surprised at the sufferings, and consider even the difficulties as opportunities, brethren, to share in the sufferings of Christ. Lord, what a privilege to suffer for you. What a privilege, Lord, because I am your child. I go through these situations. I thank you for having suffered for me first. And my suffering right now is nothing compared for what you have already suffered for me. Brethren, do your current circumstances encourage you to remain faithful to the Lord no matter what? Does it encourage you to draw near to Him and say, the nearness of God is my good? And say, Lord, heaven, Lord God, my strength and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, and He is my portion forever. Lastly, brethren, a life of faith, a well-rounded faith, is hoping for God's vindication. You go back to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 20 to 22, and we see their recounting of the faith of Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, learning on the top of his staff. Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the Exodus. And, ito pong importante, he gave orders concerning his bones. Pati yung bones niya, ayaw niya malibing sa Egypt. Okay, because he was hoping for God's vindication. Faith is undiminished, brethren, by circumstances and years gone by. Namatay na si Abraham, now the next generation, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and their sons, and the 12 tribes of Israel, they're going to enter the promised land. It might seem na tapos na sa pagdaan ng mga panahon. But the true worth, brethren, of a man's belief in God is fully tested at the close of his life. That's where our true worth is. After we had lived for God, and people will say, he had lived a life that is full. He had lived a life as for his God. And so we go back, and so we look forward one day, Lord, sana masasabi ko po sa sarili ko na namuhay ako para sa inyo. Sana, Panginoon, masasabi ko that my faith had been fully tested. That, Lord, the closing of years, hindi natapos, I was leaning on my staff in my old age. Remember Isaac here? He was leaning on his staff. He had nothing to lean on but the promises of God. He had nothing to lean on but the goodness of God. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, Paul said. 2 Timothy 4, 7 to 8. Faith blesses those who come after. It will bless those who will come after. It will bless the people in your families, in your homes. It will bless the people whom you encounter and share the gospel with. It will bless the people around you, and they will recognize who God is through you. And you are multiplying God's descendants, not just physical descendants like Abraham's, but spiritual descendants. Brethren, pray for disciples. Pray for descendants. Faith in God continues to triumph amidst unfulfilled hopes. and expectations. That's how these men, okay, they continue to triumph, even though their hopes and expectations were not fulfilled. Joseph, remember? Namatay ho siya sa Egypt, of course, as a prime minister, but he refused to be identified among the Egyptians. He would rather be a Jew. He would rather be an Israelite and be carried with all his bones into the promised land. And because para sa kanya, yun ang lugar na nilagayan ng Panginoon. Our vision and hope remains in God's unchanging character, faithfulness, and love. He will guide us. He will fulfill all His promises to us because He is faithful. Because He is faithful and He is loving. That's who God is for us. He will fulfill all His promises. So in summary, brethren, what does a well-rounded faith look like? It is continually obeying God's call. It is continually waiting on the promise of God, relying on God's enablement. The 3 points today: persevering in God's providence, surrendering to God's tests, and hoping for God's vindication. Hoping for God's vindication. And last, brethren, I bring you Spurgeon's statement. Sabi po niya, he asked this question with regard to a life of faith. And he's asking this of us as well. Did it pay? Was it worth it? That is the inquiry of most people within proper bounds. It is not a wrong question, he said. And our reply, he said, when you're walking with the Lord, did it pay? Was it worth it? It did so gloriously. It did so gloriously. We can say, it is worth it, Lord. It is worth the pain. It is worth the wait. It is worth the obedience. It is worth, Lord, the sacrifice. It is worth, Lord, the trusting in you, the hoping in you. I've been praying for my loved one to come to you, Lord. It took me years. It took me years to be able to experience this blessing of yours. It took me a time of great pain, Lord God, and loss. And now the more I appreciate your blessings, the more I appreciate the truest blessings you have bestowed on me. Lord, it did pay. It was all worth it. It did so gloriously. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for the grace you have shown us in Christ. We thank you that even for the lives of these people of faith, continue to encourage us, continue to lead us into the path that you want us to take, knowing, O God, that you're seeking after the rewards. We persevere, knowing that you are the one who perseveres for us, who will preserve us all the way to the end. And we surrender, Lord, anything, Lord, that might be right now, Lord, you see before your holy eyes, Lord, that may not be in accordance, Lord, to how you're going to mold us and even, Lord, for your great plan and purpose for us, so that we would continue to depend on you, so that we could continue to appreciate the greater blessings you bestow us. And we hope for your final vindication. We hope, Lord, that one day we'll be able to say, indeed, Lord, it is all worth it. Help us to continue in these things. Help us to recognize that all the promises that you have for us are yes, because of Christ. We honor you, Lord. We love you, Father. Bless your people, Father God. You know, Lord, what they are experiencing right now, the difficulties of their lives. I pray that you would be the one, Lord, to minister to them, Father God, your word. Thank you for the honor of honoring you and serving you with all the time that's left for us, with all the resources we have. Thank you for even, Lord, the opportunity to give back what is yours in our tithes and offerings. Help us to give with faith. Help us to give knowing that it is from your hand that we receive these things. And it is also you, Lord, who could multiply these for the purposes of your kingdom and of your work in and through this church. And you will be the one to guide and lead your people all throughout their life and their journey as they walk the walk of faith. Salamat po, Panginoon. Pagpalain po ninyo ang bawat isa. Lord, as we have the time to discuss, as we have the time, Lord, 5 minutes, Lord God, to pray for one another. Lord, make this a meaningful time for us and an opportunity, Lord, to minister to one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.